Another $300,000 has been appropriated by Bonner County Commissioners and their budget to fight the multi-million dollar Silverwing development suit at the Sandpoint Airport has been exhausted, but the legal bills are still piling up, and it looks like the county will have to borrow money to see the lawsuit through. Well, that's according to Commissioner Mike Nielsen, who says the county may have to borrow some $350,000 or so to cover their legal expenses, which are expected to range well over $1 million once the case goes to trial. Commissioners are expected to review their options next week behind closed doors. Well, the developer has offered to settle the suit for $4.5 million, an offer that's been rejected by the county, with Nielsen saying the county did nothing wrong. Well, Nielsen says commissioners will try to recover the county's legal expenses from the developer if they prevail in court. It follows a standoff in the city of Sandpoint. Three suspects have been arrested in a home invasion robbery in Bonner County. Well, according to the Sheriff's Department, 22-year-old Jonathan Comstock, 22-year-old Joseph Cluck, and 18-year-old Joseph Cleveland allegedly broke into an Elmira man's home Monday and tied the man up. Several shots were fired inside the residence, according to investigators, who say the victim suffered a minor gunshot wound to his face. The suspects were traced to a residence on Ella Street, and neighboring homes were evacuated while an 11-hour standoff ensued. The suspects finally surrendered. Talks are underway with Waste Management of Idaho to determine the feasibility of opening a commercial recycling program in Sandpoint, and the city's Business Improvement District is conducting a survey. Well, business owners are being asked if they're interested in such a program, what types of recyclables they have to offer, and how much they're willing to pay. Officials want to get that information before they meet again with Waste Management next month. And finally in the news, the suspect's parents have issued a public apology in the case of a North Idaho man charged with detonating a pipe bomb in Bonner's Ferry. 19-year-old Alan Stafford, also known as Alan Avery, is accused of injuring two other men this past Sunday by setting off the pipe bomb at their front door. In a public statement to the community, Jeff and Tia Avery say their son has been on a downward spiral, which they say has been brought on by his refusal to take responsibility for his actions and live a productive life, and they say justice will be served. That's news. I'm Mike Brown.